This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here on this live Saturday edition of the program. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So the overarching theme has been secession. There's a GOP chairperson in Wyoming that is now, I wouldn't say banging the drum for it, but he's dropped it into a conversation.
It's kind of like name dropping.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just drop the secession word. Why not?
Yeah, and it needs to happen more often, and so I'm glad to hear it whenever it does happen, whether you'd be on the right or the left or a liberty-minded person. This is an idea that's time has come again. So if you want to comment on that, you can, especially if you think that secession's a bad idea, if you're in favor of keeping the Union together like Abraham Lincoln was, as he was willing to kill as many of his countrymen as possible in order to keep the Union together.
President most responsible for American deaths.
Yeah. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts, where you can take control of the airwaves. He's Austin in Daytona Beach, listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
First off, thank you. So glad you guys are out there. Appreciate you.
Sure.
I guess I just want to ask y'all, because I really respect your opinion, a generalized question, and in reference to, I guess, U.S. government and the parties going forward. I mean, is there any hope? Sincerely, is there any hope? I mean, I'm 34 years old with a 1 and a 3-year-old, and I'm, you know, I just have lost all hope in the United States government.
Hope
I mean,
for what?
I really
what are you
have.
Hoping?
And, you know, these people are ready to kill each other on the street, you know, whether it's Trump, Biden, or whoever they might support. Mm-hmm. And I just want to ask them, guys, step back for a moment and look at it. You guys have both, you know, struggled, and this pandemic has hit you hard. And you're yelling for these people like you'll die for them. But look at this. They have given up nothing. And their lives haven't taken any hit at all. And that's what you're banking on. That's what you're thinking is going to help you. And it's like, it should be us, the people, against them. And it's so frustrating. People don't see that. They're
Austin, when you're saying you're giving up hope, what are you hoping for? I mean, what are you looking for?
I guess just accountability would be great, you know, for some. I hate this. You know, this pass that all congressmen and women get, and it's just they're the mob. I mean,
yes,
they are the mob. Yep. They're the mob, and they do whatever they want. And it's like, how I don't understand how anybody can support them to this point. And I was
agree.
A supporter.
So, Austin, is it fair to say you would like to live in a country? You'd like your children to grow up in a country where they have an opportunity of having a better life than you do. Is that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I've sincerely been researching the most secluded islands in the world, and that's no joke because I can't. I got to get out of here.
So has Mark.
Got to get out of here.
Actually,
yeah, I'm working on that for you. Keep listening. I'm here to Free Talk Live. But what I would say is that, you know, all empires have their time. I mean, we can look at Great Britain now, and you can clearly see she ain't what she used to be. And obviously we can go back farther. France is not what it used to be. And, you know, farther and farther until the Romans or wherever you're at. They all have cycles and they all rise and they all fall. I would say that the United States, this is my opinion. And if you've got an opinion that's different, I'd love to hear it at 603-283-6160. Thank you. New number. If you've got another opinion, I'd love to hear it, because I don't want to be without hope either. But I do really believe the United States has gone past its prime and is
on the decline.
The decline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, something has to take its place. What does that look like? I don't think it's China.
50 states. Make America states again.
Maybe that's the maybe that's the answer. I don't know, but
I love that idea. That's
you
great.
Do? Excellent.
It's, well, yeah, you know, it's huge. The United States is so big. It's so diverse, and you know, I think it would be okay to break it up. Absolutely. You know, people are so different now, and have been in the past. But I'm just. I don't know.
It's
what
more
to do.
Clear
I don't
now
want
that people aren't going to. They're not going to kiss and make up. They're not going to start getting along.
Exactly.
Yeah, it needs to end. When a relationship is bad, you need to end it. Okay?
Yeah, but usually when a relationship's bad and you're ending it, you spend a lot of time focusing on the ending of it. And it's complicated, right?
It took them 4 years to get out of Brexit.
Right. And so, and one would ask, how much money did that cost the British people to get out of?
I don't know.
But who knows?
Yeah.
And how much was lost in the interim? Who knows? Most people want stability more than they want anything else. They want the government to leave them alone as much as possible.
Well, that's not enough.
You want a check? Here's a check. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And
this generation growing up now, they love the government, you know? They're saviors.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's very cultish.
It's just everybody gets a trophy generation. I believe they're evolving into. I don't care if I work hard or what my work ethic or what effort I put in, I should get the same as him, and he has more than me. Yeah. I think that's what's happening.
And make no mistake, the government is the world's largest religion, by far. The way people treat it.
I've just lost all hope in this past year, and like I said, I have a 1 and 3 year old, and I said I'm a realist, and the way I'm going to raise him is that, you know, not that cops will come, or they're the bad guys. I'm going to raise them. Police officers are the bad guys. U.S. government is not looking out for you, and the quality of standard of life that you're going to have is up to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the police are bad.
You're willing to work, and the crypto thing, I'm all over. Been over the last 5 years, and.
I wouldn't tell my kids that the cops are bad. What I would tell them, in fact,
is trust them.
Never talk to the police without your attorney or your parent present. Now, that's a different statement, but it is very, very, very in line with what attorneys will tell you all the time. And, frankly, cops, when they're deciding to be honest.
Austin, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Good luck, man.
And regarding the loss of hope, I mean, look, 2020 was a really tough year as far as even I, as an optimist, it took me down a peg just looking around at the tremendous level of obedience being shown by the people around me. And actually, I just drove across the country bringing my girlfriend up here from Texas over the last few days. And so I got to drive through Texas, Arkansas. We went through Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and, you know, stopped off at quite a few different places and kind of got a feel, you know, a little bit, for whatever it's worth, of what was going on around us. And the least masky of the places that I encountered was Tennessee, where there was and I don't remember what town we were in, I apologize, it was on the western side of it. But in Tennessee, we were in some little town and went to a really nice Mexican restaurant, and the majority of the people, maybe even the super majority of the customers coming in, did not have masks on.
Wow.
Which was nice. Now, still some people did. But in most of the rest of the states, the mask level was compliance was very, very high. And we were in the rural, you know, towns, right? Like, we were at the rural gas stations and things like that. So very highly, because we'd heard people calling the show and saying that the rural areas are better when it comes to masks. And I believe that that's probably generally true, but, you know.
I don't know that I would use the existence of masks to, to make too many judgments on people. If I have to make the choice of being locked down or wearing a mask, I'll wear the mask.
That's not the choice, though.
I understand you don't want it to be that choice. But they may perceive it as that choice. You understand?
Yeah. I don't know what they perceive. All I know is they're obediently wearing a mask. And to me, that is a disappointing thing. That's what hit me the hardest in 2020. Because, you know,
I thought a mask would protect me by 10% from getting COVID-19, I would wear it. But I don't believe it does.
Okay.
I think that the virus does what the virus does, and all this crap that they say is just a bunch
of... Well, if they believe the crap that is being told to them, then that's also depressing as well. So the fact is that, you know, seeing people wear masks so obediently out there is what really took me down a peg this year. It's frustrating.
I lost hope, I lost faith, and I lost cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
You know, those stripper names?
Those are stripper names, yeah. Okay. When I moved from Seattle to New Hampshire, I lost all three of them. Strippers I used to know, so...
603-283-6160. However, I am still optimistic. I still think that there is a chance.
Still in touch with charity?
I agree with Mark. That, I agree with Mark that this is the U.S. is on decline. I mean, that seems pretty obvious. How close are we to the end? That's another question. I mean, we still could be years away from this thing finally crumbling, or it could happen next week.
Could happen tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, who would have thought we would see people inside the U.S. Capitol like we did a few weeks ago?
No matter what I give up, I'm not giving up candy.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be pretty smooth. But some wallets, sadly, are just not ready for this impressive new technology. Those wallet programmers like Coinomi or Exodus Wallet, RelayX, or Bread Wallet, they need to hear from you. If you're one of their users and you want to be able to make payments at the point of sale with your wallet, because these wallets, they can't handle it yet, you just got to reach out, be nice, be kind to the programmers at those wallets, and, you know, request the ability for them to work with AnyPay to make this possible. AnyPay can help you do this. They've got the email addresses, contact info for those wallet providers. Just go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. You can learn a little bit more about why some wallets work and why others don't. anypayinc.com/upgrade, and help make the cryptocurrency wallet world better, more compatible for payments. It's anypayinc.com/upgrade. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Cole is on the line in Pennsylvania. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Hey, Cole, what's on your mind tonight?
I heard the last caller, and unfortunately, I've been saying this for, you know, trying to get my father out of the business and trying to get him to, you know, get his money in different places, so forth. And, yes, I mean, without a doubt, some people have the intuition, other people just do research, have the knowledge, but it's there. And when they say the world's a big stage, you know, just like Hollywood, and it's true, but you just gotta see it. But
I'm not sure what you're referring to, sir. You keep talking about it.
Yeah. What is it?
As far as, the United States, I hate to say it, but the United States, the decline of the United States, the collapse of the U.S. dollar, it already happened.
You're saying it's happened, but we just don't realize it yet?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So the piece of that puzzle that's missing, I agree, right? Like, the United States is showing lots of, the ship of state is springing leaks. The thing that's missing, though, is what's next? People for a long time were saying Brazil. Then they were saying
Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil was going to be the next great superpower.
Really?
Brazil, China. Look for large states, and then somebody will say that that's the next great superpower.
Okay.
Russia being on the decline. But you
look Mexico.
You know, Mexico is saddled by crime and, you know, socialism, and it's going to be hard to rise above without the sort of incentive to achieve. You know, the reason that they tell you not to feed the animals at the state parks and the federal parks is because then they become dependent on handouts, and they stop getting good at finding food, because it's a lot easier to take a handout. You know, it's easier for a bear to come into your campsite and scare you into your tent and then knock over your cooler and go paw through and eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches than it is to go out and, you know, find honey and get stung in the face or chase down something and these sorts of things. And that just happens all around the world, where people are like, oh, look at the poor people. They really need some help.
I kind of agree with the caller that it is already happening. We are in the midst of it.
But who's next?
Well, what is next? I think the natural progression is the breakup of the United States. I think secession, whether by choice and voluntary and people going, yes, we'd like to secede, or by necessity, is going to happen, much like the breakup of the Soviet Union back in the 80s.
I can come up with facts to both support and to refute your point. One of them that I like to say is the United States is $28 trillion in debt. Mm-hmm. Exactly how is it going to get rid of this debt? It's not going to pay it.
No, it's not.
The credit rating is going down over time. That means their comparative people, the organizations that you could lend money to, United States isn't chief among them anymore. That's bad.
Well, I mean, right now, the United States could have the Federal Reserve print up that many dollars and pay it all off.
No, the United States actually owes that money to the Federal Reserve. The United States could have the Mint mint 28 trillion dollar coins. You might as well make them out of platinum or uranium.
Make it 29. Give them a tip.
Yeah, right. And send them on over to the Federal Reserve, and then the debt would be paid off.
I sit corrected.
It would be. I mean, does it? It doesn't really make a difference if the mint makes the money or the Federal Reserve makes the money. You know, they still say you owe the same thing.
You're correct, but it is possible for that to happen. So there's the answer to that. And then the rest of it is just, hey, you know what? This particular geographic area was previously set up as what they call the United States. What is a state other than a government or a country in and of itself? Hence the name, as you mentioned earlier, Mark. So it's a very natural thing. It just seems to be almost as if it prepared in advance to occur.
It wouldn't be impossible for the several states to say, all right, we're doing away with this incorporated body, being the United States federal government, and as of 2021, and then in 2022, bang, we've created a new federated, body that is, starting all over.
It'd be like claiming bankruptcy or something.
Now, I'd be curious as to how it is exactly like that.
Or creating a new account on Facebook when you've been banned.
Because the United States government isn't bankrupt. It is breathtakingly insolvent.
Yeah.
Cole, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I do have one more that's very important, and for people to check out. This is something that I caught that will open the eyes up to the world stage, the world's Hollywood governmental stage, like I call it. In 2008, if you go back, there's Wikipedia has a presidential campaign to Joe Biden when he got in with Obama. Look at his signature, okay? Look at the motion of it. He was right-handed then. If you look at the 2021 and watch that closely, he signs it with his left hand. So then, I'm telling you.
What are you saying? You're saying that Biden is ambidextrous?
Maybe he had a stroke.
Well, you say he is, right? But go on to Britannica.com and look up Joe Biden, the biography, and you tell me if that picture on there is the Joe Biden that's the president.
I've met Joe Biden. It looks like the same guy to me. Both Ian and I have stood in front of him as he grabbed our hands.
I walked by him.
Forcibly.
I didn't shake his hand.
Oh, well, he grabbed mine. Yeah, I ran interference for you.
Did he sniff you, too?
He's too old.
I didn't know that was an option.
Hey, thanks for the call, Cole. I appreciate
Look,
it,
I'll take it where I can get, pal. Married for a long time.
603-283-6160. You can join us here.
Man's got needs.
And bring up anything you want. Whether O'Biden or O'Biden.
O'Biden.
I'm
president. President O'Biden.
Whether O'Biden is who he says he is or not, it doesn't matter anyway.
Top of the morning, I'd be about larceny.
If it was a different Biden, would it really make any difference? I mean, to what's going to happen?
I love it. I love the idea that Biden has been somehow space alien or something like that. What if it's his twin brother? How do you know that Biden doesn't have a twin brother?
Who's left-handed.
Yeah, well, it's common. It's very common that they have a mirror image. If they're fraternal twins, what's the one where they're identical twins? Mm-hmm. If they're identical twins, it's very common that they'll both they'll have opposite.
I've known identical twins and fraternal twins, and I'm pretty sure they both or all of them were right-handed.
Huh. Well, lefties they somehow killed and assimilated their twin in the womb.
If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
They don't call it devil hand for nothing.
We got leftists here for you on Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition of the program. Join us.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from Dinovite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands of National Guard troops brought to the nation's capital to secure the inauguration will remain in Washington, D.C. until at least March. The Guard will continue to support local and federal law enforcement, initially reduced to 7,000 members and drawing down to 5,000 troops by mid-March. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's no justification to keep the Guard in D.C. that long. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News he hopes the troops are allowed to return home soon.
There's no justification for that. They don't want to get the Democrats don't want to get back to regular order on anything, including the nation's capital. And that is going to be a problem going forward. This is, as some people have said, some commentators have suggested that this is an attempt to show power, governmental centralization of power, through the station of military all over the United States Capitol. It is unfortunate. It shouldn't happen. And I hope that they rethink that.
This is USA Radio News. Among the executive orders that President Biden signed in his first days in office was one revoking approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have run from Alberta, Canada, to Nebraska. It's a decision that Nebraska's governor says will negatively impact his state. Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News that the pipeline would have brought jobs and more to Nebraska.
This is a horrible decision on the part of the new administration to do this. This is going to impact Nebraska. You know, we expected to get about 1,000 good-paying jobs here. And in fact, the premier is exactly right. These are union jobs. Some of these jobs, you know, for these skilled welders pay $135 or $150 an hour. And then, of course, there's jobs that would be permanent after the construction of the pipeline. 100 or 200 of those would be in our rural parts of our state. So, again, great-paying jobs in rural parts of our state. And then, of course, this would also have delivered property tax relief to the counties that the pipeline ran through. So it really is something, it's a terrible decision, and it's going to negatively impact Nebraska and our citizens with regard to our prosperity.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here if you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian, the captain.
And Mark.
And also want to invite you to ForkFest 2021. It's coming up in a little while. It's not too far away. It's June. I mean, it's 6 months, but it'll be here before you know it.
ForkFest is in June. It's January.
I know. It's not that far away.
I know. I just want to make it clear to people that
I think most
this
people
isn't a recorded show that you're listening to from last June.
Thanks for clarifying that. ForkFest.party is where you can go and learn more about this event. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. What does that mean? It means that, well, there's no one in charge, so you get to decide what happens. If you want to just come hang out and camp and, you know, go to a campfire and do campy kind of things with people, you can do that. Or if you want to create a thing for other people to enjoy, maybe you want to put on a musical performance, as you did, Captain Kickass, last year.
We're maybe going to try and do another one.
You and your band, FUD, FUD, that was great. It was a great show. First one ever at any ForkFest, so maybe this will be the second one coming up, ForkFest 2021.
We're talking.
Yeah.
We're talking.
I'm not going to make any promises. You know, we don't know what's going to happen yet. It's all up to the attendees. It's up to you. So if you want to create a thing for other people to do, maybe it's, you know, having a poker game or a board game or whatever.
So much fun stuff, man.
You can have a party tent or, you know, whatever you want to do. Throw a dance party. Go to forkfest.party. But first, mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th. Start planning for it now. Ask for it off from work or whatever you need to do to get up there. Get your RV site, your motel room, or your campsite from Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. And we will look forward to seeing you there. It's, by the way, the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is on its own another great festival. So if you really want to do the full circuit, do the full 2 weeks. But if you only got 1 week, we hope you'll come up to see us at ForkFest. Go to forkfest.party as we go back to your calls and thoughts here. I believe this was Tom in South Carolina. Is it Tom? Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've listened to you guys for a while, and I'm just trying to figure this all out. Okay. Basically, libertarianism, I believe in, you know, paying the bills, taking care of things, also believe in people having their right to do what they want as long as they're not hurting other people.
Sure like the sound of that, okay.
So how would this work? Would this work in on a state level, a county? We can break it down like a county. I mean, how would the people be protected? Is it going to be a local county law enforcement somehow or another, or
so are we talking about from some sort of invasion kind of thing?
No, just people coming into your homes,
burglars,
disputes with neighbors, you know, things like this, things that, you know, can get out of hand, and you know, it would be nice if you had somebody that with cooler heads that could, you know, work it out.
Well, are you talking about, just to clarify, you're not talking about secession, you're talking about just having no government, no central government whatsoever?
No, I mean, at this point, I'm pretty much open for anything. I'd be all right if we split it in threes and put a wall up there, but let everybody, you know, let Republicans on one end take care of their end, let the, whatever you want to call it, the other side on the left, take care of their bills, take care, do whatever they want, you know, run wild. And libertarians, which I can't figure out, you know, have their area and do what they like.
But is that just, I'm just trying to clarify what you're trying to figure out here with your question about disputes between neighbors or, you know, robberies or whatever.
What might it be like in a society where there isn't a top-down hierarchical, monopoly government?
Is that the question?
Yeah. So, yeah, basically.
It sounds to me like,
I mean, we can start with that. Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's start with that. Go ahead, Cap.
It sounds to me like he's in a place where I was when I first started to sort of come round, if you will, out of the fog of statism. And you want to know, like, you think you know how things work now, and so now you want to know how things are going to work then. And I've been in that place before. I can say, I believe Milton Friedman, The Machinery of Freedom.
That is his son, David.
David Friedman, yes, thank you. Sorry. That was a book that helped me sort of get through some of this, in addition to whatever these guys have to say.
Yeah. So what I would say is that in all likelihood, people protection services are valuable and people want them. So, I mean, you know, there's some level of protection that you can afford yourself with guns and locks and things like that. A higher level of protection than that, there would certainly be somebody who's, provides some level of protection. Now, there would probably be competition in this area in the same way that if you own a mall, you can hire, security company A or security company B to protect the mall from whatever the problems are. So, and security company A and security company B, they don't hate each other. They just need to make sure that their clients are not feuding and these sorts of things. So if you're in a dispute with your neighbor and you've got security company A and they've got security company B and we don't want this to be a shooting war, then you've got these security companies that come out and they determine between themselves what's going on here and that sort of thing. Then they interface with you and then they try to come up with a dispute settlement that both of you can be happy with. Now, let's say your neighbor is just an inconsolable jerk, and they don't like what security company B says that they think is a fair resolution to whatever the problem is. And they say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Then security company B is going to say something like, look, I'm not going to protect you from the consequences of your actions if you're going to go against what I managed to negotiate. It doesn't sound like you want to hear reason here. Mr. Neighbor. So at that point, the neighbor may go outlaw. Now, you go outlaw, there's no law, and anything can happen. Take a look at, there's many Germanic societies. I think Iceland's probably the best to look at. But if somebody went outlaw, they basically, made it so that all of their stuff and their body was able to be taken away from them. So they could, be taken into slavery because there's no law to protect them any longer.
Tom?
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around that one.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying because, I mean, even now where we are in this place and where we have been for the longest time, and I've had a very colorful background my last 60 some years, and I know good police officers, I know bad ones, and the same thing with good people, and every aspect of life, whatever, service or business or whatever you do for a living, as they say, everybody has a Hitler in them, everybody has a Mother Teresa in them, and it just depends on which way you go with it. And I think it sometimes may be what's needed at the time. So,
well,
in other words, your neighbor, let's say you have, because we all know people that as soon as you don't agree with them or whatever, they fly off.
Sure.
They can't, they just lose it. They can't be reasoned with, mm-hmm. period. So basically what you're saying is then at that point, once they don't agree with what the security departments say, it's pretty much on them what happens to them. I'll just put it that way.
Right. It comes down to something like that. Like, let's say that, what the Hatfields and McCoys was over a pig. So let's use that. You and your neighbor have pigs, and your neighbor believes that one of his pigs has gone over to your house, and you're now feeding it and taking care of it, and you're going to benefit from that pig. And he has no real proof that this occurred. He just believes it very, very thoroughly. And, security company B says to him, well, we have no proof that pig is yours. So you're just going to have to get over it. We don't have any system for dealing with this. I'm sorry. You want your pigs to be your pigs? Mark each one of them and be very clear. By the way, the Hatfields did say that did happen. In fairness to the Hatfields out there. You mark your pig. And, the pig's not marked, so you're out of pig. Sorry. And then they're like, I'm going to get that pig. And, you go get that pig at the pain of whatever it takes to walk across somebody's lawn. If you're willing to shoot somebody on your land who's coming to steal a pig from you, then, they're an outlaw.
The other thing is, Tom, and thank you for the call tonight, because this is a deep topic, and if you want to call in again any old time, please let us know.
Security's a tough one.
And dial in. But we can continue to discuss here in a moment. And this is Free Talk Live.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The remaining moments, maybe enough time for you. 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We've been discussing, generally, the idea of secession, but there's other things in the news tonight, including Telegram being sued. Or, no, I'm sorry, Apple being sued about Telegram. So we'll tell you about that on the way here. What is Telegram? Well, we'll get into it. But I think we did also have more to say on this whole contract security situation. What would things look like in the absence of a government monopoly? And this is one of the hardest things that took me multiple times to kind of go through and really try to wrap my mind around.
When you think about what people like to call minarchy, which is a small state, right?
Government.
I mean, my grandmother was talking to me about small government when I was 12, and the greatness of this. And I get it. I like the idea of a small government. The question is can you make a government that stays small?
And no, apparently not.
The
evidence suggests no.
Well, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of tries either. So you're not going to succeed at doing something once. But I can tell you this. In a free country, you should be able to try.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to secede and make a government that just handles, cops, courts, roads, and soldiers, if that's what you want.
You should also be able to be free to secede and have none of that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just free association of people.
That would be a voluntary government where people could, if they want to voluntarily join some militia that protects the state, then fine, whatever that might be. So I think the people are best served that way. I think the best way to discuss security, though, is to look at the kind of security that we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the kind of security we have, think about the things that police do. And do they do them well? Or do they serve them? Do they serve themselves? Do they serve the government? Mm-hmm. Do they serve you? They say they protect and serve, but the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again mm-hmm. that they have no obligation to protect you. That's in right. fact, when they fail to protect you, think about this. When your house is robbed, can you sue the sheriff's department for not protecting your house?
No, they have no liability.
But if you hired a security agency and mm-hmm. in and the contract it said that they were responsible,
right.
they'd be responsible.
And that's the key difference here, right. and that's really the, one of the most important aspects of this. Most people, at least on the, let's say, the conservative side, and I'm not a conservative, I'm a liberty-minded person, I'm a libertarian, but you know, a lot of people on the conservative side would agree that you don't want to have a government monopoly in general. Like, monopolies are bad. In fact, even I think a lot of people on the left would agree that monopolies are bad.
Oh, yeah.
But then when you point out to them, hey, government is a monopoly.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Well, that's because we've been told our whole lives we need to have government. And I'm not saying we do need to have government. But that doesn't mean the government needs to be modeled the way that it currently is. So what we have now is we have a form of state that isn't that much different than kings of Great Britain mm-hmm. at the time of 1776. They had a parliament. They had a unicameral lawmaking body.
Yep.
They had a king. They had a chief executive. They had courts all through. Like, really, there's very little that's new and different about the Constitution of the United States. That king in 1776 in Great Britain is, lineage of kings and rulers of, ancient mystery Babylon, Assyria, Sumer, and these sorts of places. It all came down. It's just a top-down hierarchical system, the person who's able to get control of things. Now, is that what we need? I don't know if that's what we need, but I can tell you this. No government is going to just let you set up a competing form of government without some kind of compensation or another. And how are you going to compensate the United States government?
They got all the money they need.
They can print as much as they want.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just, let that sheep out to pasture. Forget mm-hmm. it. It's not going to happen.
Right. Well, that's why the best thing you can do is say goodbye. Say, okay, we're breaking this up. It's over. Now, as far as getting to a situation like we were discussing with having, the marketplace providing security services, we know that the market is better at everything it does compared to the government.
Oh, by a long shot.
The government is terrible at everything it does. Now, the military kills people. It does a lot of,
They're very efficient.
I don't think they're efficient, though. That's the thing. They're not that efficient at killing people.
They don't have much competition.
Right.
There's not a lot of money in killing people.
They do a lot of it, I guess.
They spend a lot of money, though, to do it. So everything you can do with the government as far as so-called protection services can be done better through the marketplace. It's just hard to see how we can get from here to there. That's really the trickiest part.
Right. I had mentioned David Friedman's book, Machinery of Freedom,
mm-hmm.
for the previous caller. But I also wanted to mention The Market for Liberty.
I like that one a lot better.
Yeah, because, both of those books kind of, when I started going, well, what does it look like? How is mm-hmm. it possible? How can these things, many people much smarter than I am, have fought these things, about these things, written about these things.
For decades.
For a really long time. And, rather than me sit here and try and paraphrase what I might have learned from these books.
It's a lot easier for Free Talk Live, which is, a radio program that goes over 3 hours, but we only have 10-minute segments.
Yeah.
So basically we do 12 10-minute shows, and we try to string them together with some continuity. But it's a lot easier for us to sort of nitpick and say, this doesn't work, that doesn't work about our current system. As far as building in your mind what a voluntary society might look like, that gets much more complicated on the air, and people are dropping in and out on the radio all the time. If you want to go explore some books that we've curated that look into this, please go to books.freetalklive.com. They're free.
Free books.
They've
download
got them. PDFs.
Audios.
You've got MP3.
Yeah.
You can listen to it. You can, and by the way, these are well done. Ian actually voiced which one was it?
The Market for Liberty.
The Market for Liberty. You did that voiceover work. It's great. You can hear your voice from 10 years ago. And they're free. Take your time. My favorite, in fact, is Healing Our World.
Mary Ruart.
Yeah, I love
her work. Man.
And you're going to make sure that Machinery for Freedom gets on by tomorrow. Is that right?
Well, I don't know about
that
by tomorrow.
A little too fast.
Okay.
Soon.
When it's done. How about that?
What do you mean when it's done?
Whenever it's done.
We'll go with soon.
Okay.
So there you go. Check that out. Let's go to your calls here. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, have you tried setting up a non-binding parallel government and create it exactly the way that you want it to be and then shove it in the face, rub the nose of the actual government in the government that you've created until you get what you want? Maybe shift everybody over to your government and the other government just has to melt away because nobody wants them anymore?
That's an interesting idea, and it's what I think the agorists would be advocating for, to create a parallel group of alternatives to the existing state structure.
It's the same difficulty that public schools have. So a lot of people send their kids to public schools knowing that public schools are generally not as good as private schools, but they're like, hey, I'm already spending my taxes on this, and that private school wants a lot of money. And so I guess I'm going to send my kid to the public school and hope that he or she does well, because certainly some kids do quite well in public schools. But I mean, you know, some of the, it's hard to find a private school that's as bad as the best public school in America.
Yeah, and you don't get, if you do send your kids to a private school, you don't get that tax money back, that percent that you pay that goes to school. You don't get that back.
No.
You have to pay that anyway.
Yep. Nope. My kid goes to private school, and I'm, because I certainly wouldn't give him over to the hands of the state.
The caller, I believe this is David in New Mexico, it's an excellent point that he brings up, and it's not one that hasn't been explored. And in fact, the Nation of One is a concept that I am all about.
What is it?
That's just, it comes from the old Bit Nation people that I've talked about before. But it's really just the ability for you to select the governance services or products that you need as an individual.
Wow, choice? That's
choice,
nice to have.
Yeah. So imagine, I don't have any kids, so I don't need school services, so I'm not paying for any of them.
Yeah, why would you?
If I do need security services, or if I need arbitration services, or if I need, you know, any of these products and services that government provides to you at the behest of a gun, I can, you know, individually choose all of those and become a nation of one. I'll be the nation of kickass, right? Now, let's say you like the way my nation is outlined. You know, you could just go ahead and join the nation of kickass if you like, or you could take the parts of the nation of kickass that you like and the parts of the nation of freeman that you like and combine them, and now you're a nation of edge. Right?
Yeah.
Now, we can all be a nation of one, right? Which is, I think, is a legal way that everybody can have autonomy around the globe, but it's a matter of getting it recognized as being an official nation by the current nation. So you still have to partner with other governments before you can gain that recognition. But it is entirely possible, within the framework of what exists today, for you to declare yourself a nation of one.
Hey, thank you, David, for the call tonight. Check out more of Captain Kickass over at LordKickass.com. He does song parodies that you can listen to and download.
I do.
Over there at LordKickass.com. And if you like the idea of freedom, check out the Shire Society Declaration at ShireSociety.com. You can actually declare your own independence right here tonight.
And get those books, as I mentioned, at books.freetalklive.com.
Good advice. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.